Good evening, everybody. There's a very interesting Gemara in Maseches Baba Metzia, Daf Samach Beis, where the Gemara says a story about two people who are traveling in the desert, and unfortunately they seem to be running out of water. So the Gemara tells us one of them happens to have a full bottle of water. If he drinks it, he will make it through and he'll get back to the Yishuv. He'll get back to civilization alive. If he shares it with his friend, then they'll both be able to drink half of the bottle of water, but both of them will not survive. They do not have enough water for both of them to live. So what should a person do when stuck in a situation like that? The Gemara says, Ben Petura was of the opinion, Mutav sheyishtu shneyam yamusu, it's better that you share it with your friend. Both of you should drink a little bit, even though it means that both of you are going to ultimately die. Va'al yira echad mehem b'misaso shel chavero. I would rather share it with my friend than to have to watch my friend's demise, than to make it that I am partially responsible for his death. So therefore, even if it means both of us are going to die, you should share it regardless. And Rabbi Kiva came along, says the Gemara, a strange kind of lashon, ad sheba Rabbi Kiva v'limid, until Rabbi Kiva came along and he taught us, v'chei achicha imach, chayecha kodmin l'chaye chavercha. We learn, says Rabbi Kiva, that my life takes precedence, and if I'm going to lose my life by sharing the water with somebody else, I do not have an obligation to do so, and that would be something that I'm not supposed to do either. That would be something that's totally out of bounds, says Rabbi Kiva, Chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. Now the Chafetz Chaim wonders, well, this is when I have my life versus your life, so obviously Rabbi Kiva says, Chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. What about when it's my money versus your life? What would you say in a case like that? Let's say you're in a country where you cannot get medical treatment, and there's no way for you to get better. I am able to pay for you to be flown across the world and to have that medical treatment taken care of. So do I have to give up a lot of money in order to save your life, or do you say no? Chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. If I give you the money, I'm not going to be able to buy the car I want, I'm not going to be able to buy the house I want, I'm going to be a poor man. So would you say that the same way that my life comes before somebody else's life, perhaps so too, my money comes before somebody else's life as well? Here says the Chafetz Chaim, absolutely not. The only time you would say, I come before someone else's, when it's my life that's at stake. So my life is more important than somebody else's. However, my money is certainly not as important as somebody else's life. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, I would be obligated to give up money in order to save somebody else's life if I knew who was really going to do so. Now, this Gemara has a very strange phraseology. Generally, when you have a disagreement in a Gemara, you say, Rabbi Meir says this, Rabbi Kiva says that. You say, Rabbi Yehuda says this, Beis Shammai says this, Beis Hillel. You say each one says to the other. Over here, the Gemara has something very unusual. The Gemara says, Ben Petura is of the opinion, you should split the water and each one of you should take half, even though it means you're both going to lose your lives. Ad Sheba, Rabbi Kiva v'limed, until Rabbi Kiva comes along and he teaches us, Chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. And one of the Achronim picks up that this is a very strange terminology to say, Ad Sheba, Rabbi Kiva v'limed, until Rabbi Kiva came along, nobody else was able to think of this. What's so unique about Rabbi Kiva that he's the only one that was able to teach us this lesson, that Chayecha Kodmin L'Chayecha Vercha. Listen to an amazing insight by the Chiddush Harim. He suggests that perhaps the reason why is because this was always an ongoing philosophical debate. What should a person do when you have a case like this? Should I give up my life or should I give it to somebody else? Should I keep everything to myself? It's a very difficult kind of question. This is not a strictly halachic question. This is something you have to have a very serious sensitivity toward to figure out who's right and who's wrong. Now, the Chachamim all, so to speak, had a bias. Everybody wants life. Everybody wants to live. So says the Chiddush Harim, which Talmud Chacham is going to stand up and say, I think that life comes before, my life comes before somebody else's? Of course you're going to say that, because you value your own life. Of course you're going to say that that's what a person should do when stuck in a situation like this. We had to wait until somebody came along who had absolutely no inclination either way. You had to wait until somebody came along who had an untainted opinion, somebody who was not prejudiced at all, somebody who was totally unbiased, and ask them, what do you think? Well, what do we know about Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara says, Kol yamai ha'isi mitzdar. The Gemara says about Rabbi Kiva, my whole life I was waiting until the day I could give up my life on Mesiras Nefesh, al Kiddush Hashem. So you see, Rabbi Kiva, although he obviously valued life, but he said, there's a greater purpose in life. It's all for Hashem anyway. It's all for God. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva is the one who has to come along and say, at Shebar Rabbi Kiva v'limid, a totally unbiased, unprejudiced opinion, he's going to teach us, Chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. Your life is more important. Your life comes before going and doing an act of kindness to save somebody else's life. So either way, we have a Gemara here that teaches us when a person is stuck in that strange kind of situation, when a person is maybe going to lose their life or have the opportunity to save somebody else's, the Gemara says a person should save their own life first and not worry about the other person's life. The problem is, the Ramban on Chumash, as well as the Chasam Sofer in a couple of different places, raise the following issue. Over here you have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that Chayach HaKodman, your life comes first. We all know, very famous Gemara, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah, Amar Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva say? This is the most fundamental principle in all of the 613 mitzvahs. What is it? V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. You have to make sure to treat others like you would treat yourself. Ask the Chasam Sofer and the Ramban. If Rabbi Akiva is the one who teaches us, Chayach HaKodman, my life comes first, how can he also be the one who says, V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha? V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha would dictate that I should do for him whatever I do for myself. So how can I keep the water for myself, and yet Rabbi Akiva is the one who's saying, V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha? It's an amazing question, a very fascinating question. And listen to the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer suggests the following. Chasam Sofer is emphasizing the importance. Here he's having a discussion on Chumash about the importance of somebody who's a Talmud Chacham, of somebody who's knowledgeable in learning, that they have an obligation to share that knowledge with others. And one cannot go and say, well, it's going to be a waste of my time to go and teach others who are not as knowledgeable as me. If I would sit in my own corner all day long and learn by myself and not share my knowledge, I would become a much greater Talmud Chacham. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's a wrong attitude. If the Ribbono Shel Olam, if God gave you a gift and he gave you some more knowledge than others, you have to share that with others. Says the Chasam Sofer. Yesh Talmidei Chacham She'ena Rotzim L'Katzer Hazman B'Limud HaTalmidim. There are some who don't want to waste their time, so to speak, teaching Talmidim, because they say, I would rather grow on my own and become a greater Talmud Chacham instead of wasting time to make the Talmidim understand the learning that I have. And he says that this is a wrong attitude, he says, and chaval on a student who has a Rebbe like that, because the student will never really be taught in the proper way. Av shehu yekatzer la'atzmo, says the Chasam Sofer, even if it means that I'm going to lose out as a result, I'm not going to be as knowledgeable as I could have been, because I'm not going to invest as much time learning on my own, I'm going to be spending time teaching others who might not be as knowledgeable, says the Chasam Sofer, I should still do so because that is my obligation. This is the reason why God gave me this knowledge. And here, says the Chasam Sofer, v'zeh kavonas pirish rashi, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Says the Chasam Sofer, this is the answer. How do you know, when does Rabbi Akiva say, chayecha kodman l'chayecha bercha? When does Rabbi Akiva say, my life comes first? That's only when we're talking about a physical. It's only when we're talking about the materialistic life that I live. We're going to die in the desert, so you should save your own life. There, Rabbi Akiva says, chayecha kodman. However, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to sharing knowledge, when it comes to helping others to perform mitzvahs, there Rabbi Akivas have the opinion, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. You have to give others an equal opportunity that you have. You have to share the knowledge that you have with them. The same way you were given it, you have to give it over to them. And one cannot pull back and say, well, I want to keep it all for myself. So Rabbi, the Chasam Sofer here gives us an interesting interpretation as to what the guidelines would be. When does Rabbi Akiva on the one hand say, chayecha kodman, your life is more important? And when on the other hand does Rabbi Akiva say, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha? In fact, one of the Achronim writes, perhaps this is why Rabbi Akiva's terminology is, zeh klal gadol b'Torah, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. The only time v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha applies is when it comes to learning Torah, when it comes to doing mitzvahs. That's the only time I have to give others an equal opportunity to do like I have. But when it comes to my own life, I don't have to give up my own life in order for somebody else to have the life that I'm going to lose. In another place, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva writes as well, also about this theme, and he writes such a fascinating idea. He says, when we have the destruction of the city of Sodom, so all of a sudden there's some kind of hesitation. God says, Hamachasa ani me'Avram, es asher ani yoseh, am I going to hold this back from Avram Avinu? Should I really tell him what I'm doing? Should I not? And there seems to be some kind of skepticism, some kind of reluctance, says the Chasam Sofer, as to whether or not God is going to share what he's about to do with Avraham Avinu. Ask the Chasam Sofer, we never find by any other Navi throughout our history that God is vacillating and saying, well, should I share with the Navi what I'm about to do, or should I just keep it to myself and not tell him? So what's this hesitation about? How come all of a sudden it comes to Avraham Avinu, the father of our people, all of a sudden God is not sure whether or not he should share with him? I'm a Chasan Ime Avraham, should I tell him, should I not tell him? Why the hesitation specifically by Avraham Avinu? Suggests the Chasam Sofer so beautifully. Avraham Avinu really, in truth, he suggests, was not at the Madrega of a real Navi. A real Navi has to sit in a corner by himself. He has to meditate. He has to work on himself to really connect himself with God. And only then will he have a revelation. Avraham Avinu was so busy his whole life going, HaNefesh Asher Asa B'charon, he's going to be Megayer everybody. He's teaching them, giving classes and everything. And therefore, he was not able to become the great Avraham Avinu that he should have become, because he was so busy with everybody else. So God comes to him and he says, well, should I really share this information with Avraham Avinu? On the one hand, he's not really worthy of being a Navi. He didn't elevate himself. He hasn't been studying that much Torah like he should have. But on the other hand, how come he hasn't studied? What do you think, he's just sitting around having a good time? Avraham Avinu is spending his whole life teaching my values to the world. How can I hold it against him? And that's the vacillation that we find by Avraham Avinu. Hamechasa ani ma'avraham. On the one hand, Avraham Avinu is not as great a tzaddik. He's not as great of a Navi as really all the other Naviim were. But on the other hand, how could I hold it back from him if after all Avraham Avinu shared all of his knowledge, he spent his entire life investing in the world, making it a better place, how can I not give him the gift of having Nevuah, even though he may not be deserving of it? Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, you see, if a person is willing to give up of themselves, if a person is willing to invest in a community, is willing to invest in other people, you won't have to pay the price for that. God will pay you back, even if you think you're not worthy of something. God will give it to you because you have invested your life, you have invested so much of your own time to his community and to his people. So this is basically the approach of the Chasam Sofer as to explain why it is that in some cases Rabbi Kiva says, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, that's with regard to spiritual needs. On the other hand, sometimes he says, Chayecha kodmin l'chayecha v'ercha, your life comes first, that's when it comes to spiritual. However, this is not so simple. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva that he does not agree at all with the suggestion of the Chasam Sofer. Says Rav Moshe, we have a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chavtes. Let's say a person only has a certain amount of money. And I could either sit and teach myself. I'm growing up in Soviet Union, in Russia, and nobody has learned anything. Now all of a sudden we're free. And now we have the opportunity to go to yeshiva, but I only have a certain amount of money. So either I can go to yeshiva and learn, or my son can go to yeshiva and learn. Who should get the money? Who should be able to have that opportunity to go and learn? Says the Gemara, I come first. Even though I have an obligation, I have to teach my children Torah, but still, my opportunity to teach myself Torah goes before my son. Says Rav Moshe, don't you see clearly that even when it comes to a mitzvah opportunity, and we have a toss-up between somebody else's opportunity and my own, don't you see clearly that you come first there as well? So how could the Chasam Sofer argue that when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, a person has to share v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, the opportunity has to be equally shared by everybody, and one cannot be selfish? That's certainly not the case if we have this Gemara and Kiddushin Daf Chavtes. And in fact, the Shari Tshuva has this as well. Let's say you have somebody who's in jail, and he happens to be with somebody else in jail or with the desert, wherever it might be. Happens to be the first night of Pesach. We see one matzah in front of us, only a kezayah. So what are we supposed to do? Should we split it in half, and then each one of us will have nothing? Or should I eat it myself? I found it first. I picked it up from the ground. I should eat it myself and fulfill my obligation of matzah. Well, says the Shari Tshuva, obviously, you should keep it for yourself. You found it. You have the opportunity to do the mitzvah. There's no reason for you to ruin your opportunity by sharing it with somebody else. Well, according to the Chasam Sofer, wouldn't you say that when it comes to performing a mitzvah, when it comes to Talmud Torah, when it comes to something of that nature, of spirituality, one has an obligation, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So this is a very difficult suggestion of the Chasam Sofer. It needs a lot of work. But it might remain us with a question as to what is the guiding principle. When do we assume that, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, you have to share, everyone has to have equal opportunity, and when do we say no, chayecha kodmin l'chayecha v'ercha, something interesting to consider. Reb Hanani ben Akash Omer.